Welcome to FTR On The Go, striving to enhance market intelligence for transportation professionals. Each week, we bring you snippets of FTR's Monday Morning Coffee, a blog written by FTR's own Steve Graham, designed to keep busy executives like you up to date with the latest economic data.
Hello, I'm Jonathan Starks, Chief Operating Officer at FTR. Today, I want to share with you some of the economic insights from the week of February 29th through March 4th, 2016, along with key upcoming economic releases. Last week saw positive data from manufacturing, construction spending, and a jobs report that are all helping to allay fears of a recession. The strength in hiring is the best evidence that companies are looking past the turmoil in the financial markets and the weak global growth, as the American consumer is still sustaining the expansion. In another sign of stability, a barrel of West Texas Intermediate oil has climbed more than 30% since mid-February after dropping to the lowest level in 12 years, and it now tops $35 a barrel. OPEC finally talked about limiting production, but has yet to demonstrate real power to do so. In all, the outlook for the economy appears much brighter than a couple of weeks ago. Global stocks are on the mend, with the exception of China. The U.S. equity markets are making up for some lost ground, and the pattern of fear, where global and domestic stocks, along with oil and industrial commodities, were all crashing together, has been broken. Investors are once again now focused on the real economic realities. There is still danger, but markets have settled down. The first quarter will come in weak, but part of the weakness can be attributed to the temporary weight of inventories. In fact, the economy is doing well enough that inflation may be awakening. The Federal Reserve is likely to punt in March, but if the advance in core inflation continues, a June rate increase could be in the cards. Last week's data highlight focuses on pending home sales. Pending home sales declined 2.5% in January from December, more than reversing the small gain seen in December and reaching the lowest level since January 2015. The index is now up less than 1.5% for the year, but still remains well above the bottom reached in the second half of 2010. However, the recovery in single-family home demand has been uneven over the past few years. Also, a higher than normal percentage of home buyers are using cash-only options to finance their purchases, a signal that sales among trade-up and trade-down home buyers are a key source of demand. Continued advances in the labor market should help spur additional home sales going forward. On the international front, China unveiled a record fiscal deficit and pledged to accelerate the restructuring of its state-owned industries. The Chinese premier announced a 6.5% to 7% range for growth in 2016. This was the first range offered for economic growth since 1995. The plan reflected the government's determination to maintain growth, and put off confronting its debt, now nearly 250% of GDP. This is the slowest growth environment in 25 years in China. The finance ministry said the fiscal deficit would increase to 3% of GDP from 2.3% prior. The deficit will be the highest since the founding of the People's Republic of China in 1949. Looking ahead to upcoming economic releases, we have a light week of data, but start off with the February NFIB Small Business Optimism Index, released the morning of Tuesday, March 8th. The tightening in the financial markets may have contributed to the January decline in the index, which fell from 95.2 to 93.9. The index could retreat a little more in February, but stronger employment, improving stock markets, and improving economic data should stabilize the index fairly soon. And lastly, February import prices will be released on Friday, March 11th at 8:30 a.m. Eastern. Import prices are projected to decline 0.5% in February. This would make it the 8th consecutive decline, but it would be among the smallest declines. Oil prices continued to fall until the middle of the month and have rebounded since then. Non-fuel import prices likely fell just a couple tenths of a percent.
If you enjoy FTR on the go, we recommend that you subscribe to it on iTunes or Stitcher and to share this with your colleagues. To read the full blog, visit blog.ftrintel.com or go to ftrintel.com to find the latest analysis from FTR, your transportation intelligence experts.